Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Was it on? My mic was on. No. Impossible. I don't believe it. I don't trust anything you say, Brian. Here we go. Bastard Radio. Back in the house, baby boys.
We took a 2-year hiatus to pursue solo projects.
It's fine.
The Bastards.
Yeah. We're bastards.
The bastards are back.
We do it regularly, but we can't because we're bastards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very tough.
Yeah.
We've tried to schedule it about 30 to 40 times.
It's difficult. Yeah. Mullen is always very busy.
He's busy.
Oh, no, I'm not busy. I just like...
Don't like us.
Yeah, no, I just... It really is. It's not... It's just like coming into the city, you know, you got to get out, you got to leave your apartment and...
Yeah.
And for this, like, this is nothing. Like, it's me and you.
I have my life pared down to the point where I'm like, I don't even want to play Luigi's Mansion right now.
Yeah.
That seems like too much of a struggle.
You found a way to, like, live in the wilderness in the city.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In my apartment.
Yeah. Your beard is out of fucking control.
Going from room to room is, you know, I've got it down to just doing nothing anymore.
It's weird because if you had no money at all, you would live the exact same lifestyle.
I was more productive. I would like, because I would do like, I would go out and like go to stores and think about all the things I would buy if I had money. But the problem is I made money and then it was really only like four things.
Yeah. You're like, I bought them all. Like, it was a weightlifting vest.
Yeah. PlayStation, a weighted vest for chin ups.
Yeah.
Wi-Fi light bulbs. And then Vitamix, and that was pretty much
Vitamix,
it.
Yeah. Wi-Fi light bulbs.
In my head, I was like, "Oh man, if you were a millionaire,
yeah,
you would just be shopping all day." And it's like, no, it's really just those four things.
Yeah, that's really all you need. Yeah. Well, look, this is very exciting. It's the holiday season. Tim Dillon back in town from Los Angeles. Nick Mullen here. This is a very special Real Ass podcast. It's going to be coming out Monday. So, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Jews, Happy Kwanzaa, Blacks. We're really celebrating it. We're very inclusive here on the Real Ass podcast. Now, you guys
it's
haven't
what
been
the
on
network
in a minute.
Is known for its inclusivity.
Yeah. We're doing a Christmas party tomorrow night. Are you going to come?
I'm
going
to come.
Is Kwanzaa still going? I think they just that.
It's just celebrity. It's only celebrities celebrating.
Is it even celebrities?
A few.
I don't think anyone is fucking.
Do you think it?
I've never
like
met. Guy,
it's like fucking Kwanzaa,
right?
And everybody's
yeah.
like,
do you think it died with Eric Garner? Like that was what their problem was.
I think it died with the Jersey City shooting. I think that was the last one.
Yeah,
it was like,
that was a finale.
We're gonna
Kwanzaa.
No more Kwanzaa, but we're gonna get one last sting.
Yeah,
like a bumblebee.
Yeah,
it's our.
I've never met a regular black person who celebrates Kwanzaa.
I've never met a regular black person.
I've seen
them.
They're
all fucked up.
I don't think it's a real thing. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, I don't think it's a real thing.
No, it was invented in 1968.
Yeah.
Was it that
Literally.
Long ago?
Yeah. I'd like there was an offshoot of the Black Panthers.
Yeah, because Christmas was like fucking controversial in its own right. I mean,
right.
But that happened like 100 years ago. They turned it into a big thing.
Big
and
holiday.
They did the same thing with Hanukkah.
Right.
And then I guess like, you know, somebody at Macy's was like, how can we get more black people to buy stuff?
To come into the store. And they were like, what about
Black
Kwanzaa?
People already had Christmas. They didn't need their own holiday.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
I would rather them give up on Black Santa and get their own, like, you know.
See, because Chinese people have Chinese New Year, which is like just after that.
Yeah.
So they have one.
Chinese people don't need holidays.
And that's all
they have.
Yeah,
them,
that's
but
all
they don't
the
need
people.
Them. That's why they're great.
Jews,
they don't need a break.
Chinese, blacks.
Right. No. And Jew holidays, like Hanukkah is barely, they don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care at all.
Muslims celebrate Christmas.
Do they?
Yeah, no, they literally
some
do.
Of them do, because they like Muslims. Jesus to them is like a fun. Is yeah. a fun guy. Is a fun guy.
Do they? Yeah. Do they not have a problem with Jesus?
They don't have
no.
a problem.
No,
with
that's
Jesus.
Not true. They're they, like, they are. Pro- they are beheading Christian children no, in only, certain only parts only of Africa. Ones.
They believe that, like, yeah, he like. I don't know. I think it's something.
He's
like,
a prophet.
He's a prophet. Yeah, but yeah. then Muhammad was the one that like brought the Quran.
Jesus didn't fuck.
The Quran is like the.
That's the Muhammad fuck.
The Quran's the only like holy. Text, I think, in Abrahamic religions, that's like specifically the word of God itself. I think.
Right, but and it's borrowed from the Bible, the Torah. All
yeah,
that
but
stuff.
Then it's got other stuff in there that's like, you know, like grooming tips and stuff.
Right,
it's
how
like,
to kind of get kids to have sex with you. Yeah, right.
It's like,
oh no, yeah, I meant like, you know, oh. you gotta comb your hair.
Oh,
way.
I thought right. That's grooming's they, a very charged word.
Oh yeah. Yeah, no, that too.
So it has a chapter on life hacks. Mm-hmm.
I love it when like Islamophobic people are like, and Muhammad was a pedophile, too.
Right? Yeah, it's like everyone
like, that's in the book.
Everyone before 1955 yeah. was a pedophile.
And they do a fair amount of people now.
They yeah. do the same shit with the Quran that like woke people do with movies they haven't seen.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm not watching Ford versus Ferrari because I heard he stares at a woman's ass in it. I don't know who, but
right. Well, we talked about this recently. The whole movie's Home bad. Alone 2.
Yeah.
He fucking grabs the blonde chick's ass because he's with the two bad guys, and then there's just a blonde chick, like an innocent woman, just standing there, and he pinches her ass, and she turns around, and she thinks it's the bad guys, Joe Pesci and whatever his name is, and she punches him in the face. But that woman had to be raped, brutally raped, in order to make that scene work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's very hard. I think anyone watching anything from, like, before last month... There's a lot of problems.
Dude,
yeah.
I took
Donald Trump is in the movie.
Right.
So Donald Trump. He was raping at the time.
Yeah. He's in the film.
He probably
Jeffrey
actually
Epstein.
It was literally
for that scene.
Yeah.
He's like, you know what you should do? You should pinch your ass, kid.
And the whole movie was shot on Epstein's plane.
Yeah. It was,
a lot of people don't know that.
They built a scale.
It's like,
plaza.
Has anyone seen Kevin? And they're like, he got mixed up at the airport and got on the wrong flight.
It is the dumbest.
The plot of Home Alone 3.
It's the dumbest.
On Epstein's plane.
You're going to tell me we just came to kidnap this fucking kid for ruining our robbery, and now we're on a pedophile fucking island?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It's the dumbest plot of a film.
That would
ever.
Be.
It just makes no sense.
Dude, having a Macaulay Culkin lost on Epstein's Island.
The Sticky
creates...
Bandits.
Right.
Because we got a bunch of cum all over the front of our pants.
The Sticky Bandits.
The tarantula gets stuck in cum. Yeah. What a better film.
Dude, Yeah, that film is pretty great. I went and saw I took Kim.
Are you is that a thing?
No,
again?
We're just friends. We're really cool. I'm actually happy that we're in a good place right now. But she's like, oh, I got you a Christmas gift. I was like, all right, I gotta get her a gift. And then I saw a sign and it just said Jagged Little Pill the musical on a billboard, and I was like, oh shit, dude, we both really enjoy Alanis. I was like, so I'm gonna get her tickets to go see Jagged Little Pill the musical.
I mean, this is
what?
I mean, it's amazing. Jagged Little Pill.
Jagged Little Pill the musical.
I never, it's a good album, but does it need that? Does it need a storyline?
Doggy, it's crazy.
Is it good?
No.
Yeah, I can't be good.
It was fucking horrific.
Yeah.
The more I think about it, the more I hated it. Like, at the time, I was like, I guess they're singing and dancing together. That's like a thing. Like, I can appreciate it.
Did you go to Tool? Were you there?
Yeah.
Did we see? I saw you there.
I went. Yeah, Tool was cool. But it was a straight up woke... like anti-rape musical.
That's really? Bullshit, dude.
That's fucked up.
It should
up.
Be pro-rape.
I feel like every song they were singing directly
to me. That is not
me.
What I would expect
this
from
why
Alanis Morissette.
They never get the alt-right into the theater.
Yes.
This is the problem. If you want the alt-right in the theater, you have to go to
but
where they are.
But these are tourists that are coming
just
to New York.
Going back to Will Call, like, I want a refund. I thought we were going to be seeing her pussy like in the music video. I had no idea.
I thought Alanis was being was held down right before the intermission. We were going to actually watch her be brutally raped by Dave Coulier.
Yeah, if I knew it was going to be a bunch of Barack Obama propaganda, I wouldn't have come to the Alanis Morissette.
It's
crazy.
What is a woke musical?
Okay, if Tim, I want you just to see it. Consent. It's so bad that I want everyone to see it.
Right.
It's crazy. All right. So it's about a family from Connecticut, like a mom and dad who have a seemingly perfect life. The son, in the first scene, the son gets into Harvard, and they have an adopted black daughter. Okay.
Great.
And the adopted black daughter is like a super woke feminist, like straight up like protests, fucking, you know, my body, all that shit. And so she's a lesbian and she got like a lesbian girlfriend. And it's just the whole thing. one of the girls comes out.
How does
out.
This fit into You Ought to Know? Like,
do they just throw, by the way, they just throw the songs in randomly.
Yeah, it's just, this has nothing to do with You Live, You Learn.
Yeah, a girl gets raped at a party, and that's the song they sing
afterwards.
Isn't
it ironic? Yeah, You Live, You Learn.
You learn. Every song is great.
Yeah.
I can't deny
they're good.
It.
It's good music.
They're solid songs. But the girl, Bella, gets raped in it, and it becomes the whole.
Is it a scene where you see it happening?
Yeah, they reenact it. Like, really? They rewind it. That was the only good part of the play.
Is it like dance rate? Like, what kind of, is it like hardcore?
No, not hardcore, but you see what's going on.
Yeah.
Women in the audience were triggered. You see some of them holding their fucking tits.
Crazy.
That's what they're doing. They're playing with their tits.
They're triggered.
They were triggered, yeah. So it was just sort of, it was just a little too preachy. There was a bunch of fucking protest scenes.
Yeah, if there's anyone that needs to be preached to about rape culture, it's people who go to see musicals.
Yeah.
They're definitely the least woke of
Well, right,
of
it's either
audience.
Gay people who are like, yeah, or it's like these...
Actually, you know what? That's not true. There's a lot of, like, it's like tourists that come in.
It's a lot of just confused Norwegians.
Yeah, there's a lot of people...
no idea.
Right. It's like, you're going to take like a big holiday trip to New York with the family. You spend the entire time in Times Square getting your pockets picked and then going to, like, fucking Matilda or something.
Right.
Or the Fantastics.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you think, like, you don't know. You think, oh, we're going to see Alanis Morissette. They don't know.
Right.
They
have no idea.
Know that Alanis Morissette's not in the musical.
Yeah.
There's the Tina Turner musical. People think they're seeing her.
Brian Cox is playing Alanis Morissette.
Yeah, right.
Tina Turner musical.
Jeff Daniels is Alanis Morissette in Jagged Little Pill.
Yeah, it was really bad.
It's about the Sackler family. It's about the opioid crisis. Jagged Little Pill.
Well, no, it really
a
was
defense
too, as
of
well.
The Sackler
the
family.
Mom was,
that's a better show.
The mom ODs on fentanyl. Like every
of course,
little every
they,
little thing. It's so hacked the way they did it.
When you invent a fucking musical, you throw in
everything.
Timely thing that's going on.
But it was also like not like some of the signs were outdated. Like one of them said, end rape culture.
Right.
We're like, all right, what is this, fucking 2013?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Relax.
Right.
It's not about rape culture anymore.
Yes.
Thank you very much for the rape drop.
Oh, I guess I should
on the first fucking date. Thank you.
Yeah. It's always good that I defend this network and you personally so much.
Yeah.
And
then you forget.
I spend an inordinate amount of time being like, he's a father.
That's a solid
He's
drop.
A father and he's a good father.
Yeah.
I say that twice a week.
Some people say that to me. They're like, they'll try to troll me on social media. They're like, dude, I fucking feel bad for your kid. It's going to be all fucking pro-rape and fucking, you know, racist piece of shit. I'm like, no, I'm not teaching my kid to be like
that. No, he's a good kid.
My kid's a good, he's a good.
You can't teach a kid anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
You can teach a kid to be racist.
No, I don't buy that. I think people make their own decisions.
No, you didn't.
I mean, up until like age, you know, 17, 18.
No,
you, I mean, you could point him in that direction.
Yeah, sure. No,
you could certainly steer it.
They listen to whatever the fuck
but
you
what's
say.
What's he gonna be, a kid from fucking like the Upper East Side that's like, I'm a Nazi? I mean, it's
right.
Not, it's not gonna happen.
Right.
No, if in our house we taught him that black people were dangerous.
This is like they told me I couldn't be a Puerto Rican white supremacist. I showed them.
Yeah.
That's the American dream.
But if we taught him from a very young age that black people were dangerous and the enemy and they were less than and they were, you know, you could really, kids are fucking stupid as shit, dude. You could teach kids that magic is real. They believe in Santa Claus. So right now he believes in Santa. If I said that black people, their skin
was
black.
I bet he just pretends around you to believe in Santa.
No, he does.
But I bet he's had.
He has his doubts.
I bet he has his doubts about a lot of things.
I see that. I go to Home Depot sometimes, and they're still selling the full-sized, life-sized black Santa Claus.
Really?
And it's like, who?
That's venom.
You just throw it out.
By the way, the market for that is white women. White women from Connecticut.
It's literally
nobody. That's what black Santa is,
who's
the venom.
Buying a regular full-size Santa?
Yeah, no one.
Other than the other Home Depots.
Yeah.
Black Santa is the evil venom version of Santa.
Yeah.
That's what I see it as.
The people that buy the black Santa.
It's actually Tom Hardy.
Are the same people who like throw a fit when they try to integrate their kid's school on the Upper West Side.
Yeah.
I understand that, though. Dude, let me tell you something, okay?
Yeah.
My kid fucking... You can't have him go and fucking go to school with homeless fucking poor kids who...
Well, okay.
You can't. I'm telling you right now, because what happens is those kids are raised a certain fucking way.
Well, they're not raised, right?
They're not really the aristocracy like you.
Yeah. But if you
they don't belong in the upper decks of the Titanic. Right.
But that's why they have like private they have like private Lewis. School. Right. I love that Lewis is like I love that the homeless are the one group he looks down on.
Yeah. No, I don't look
He's
down
like
on.
He can't go to school with people without structures. Like they don't even have homes.
Doggy,
they have nothing.
Well, because we were right,
I have a thing. They have nothing.
We were right next to a school with all homeless kids, and I was like, dude, if my kid had
what's by the way, what school is that with all homeless
kids? It's where they produce all the musicals.
Yeah.
that's where they wrote the Alanis Morissette musical.
Yeah.
It's just a fucking, just behind a fucking Costco.
And but it's legit, it's a poor school.
It's a really poor school. And I was like, dude, my kid, those kids are fucking raised a certain way.
It's a rough school. You send them to a private school then.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole thing. But if you're in the public school system, to be mad that they're trying to give poor kids a better education is shitty.
But the only reason
it's not, but here, let me tell you, that's not the problem.
Right.
Can I tell you what the answer to that is? And this is what the truth is. It's not that the school is better. The parents are better. That's what's going on, right? So the parents are more involved. The PTA is more involved. They are donating more money. They have better books, better materials, better crayons, better markers. They have better everything. And parents that really give a fuck. So if their kid is being ignored or they see something wrong, the parent is there the fucking next morning, the next day. The problem is, in the hood, they're just not doing that. So it's not so much that they don't have a chance. If the parents were really engaged, and then you put those kids who their parents aren't engaged into, a system where now these other kids whose parents would be engaged don't have the opportunity to go to that school. I see the argument. I'm not saying that it's right, but there's an argument there to say, like, well, what the fuck? Like, you know, we made a lot of money. We moved into a certain area. We earned a certain tax bracket for a reason. You're either paying for private school, you're paying for crazy rent in like a really nice neighborhood, right? So,
yeah,
I don't know. I think it's a little bit more involved than just simply
black kids don't
deserve a better education.
I mean, really the only reason, the kid only needs to go to school to learn how to socialize. That's the only reason to send them.
It's a huge thing.
You get out in the fucking workforce, and it's like, any of the stuff needed to live a normal life, they don't teach you in school. They don't teach you anything about audio equipment.
Managing money.
T-shirt printing.
Yeah, t-shirt printing.
Right. Merch. The word merch is never mentioned.
CPM rates. They don't talk shit about CPM rates.
They email a Twitter to get your account back after, ironically, threatening to rape.
Yeah. After what's been called consistent threats and violent harassment.
Ironically threatening to rape somebody.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I agree. And it's also sort of just like Tim, stop walking around with hot dudes, by the way. It's driving me out of my mind.
Walk around people that look like me.
He's famous now.
I've earned, I make, several tens of thousands of dollars a year. I deserve to be flanked by attractive men.
I should start doing that. You know, I'm going to get like women that know like karate, like those Russian security women.
Fembots?
Yeah. Well, you know, like tall Russian women that can beat people up and have them follow me around.
Yeah,
then Svetlana and Valerie.
Yeah, like not trannies per se, but enough masculine energy.
Oh no, very feminine.
Yeah,
very powerful.
Very powerful, feminine.
Yeah, Eastern and powerful.
Right, Eastern, you know, sturdy,
untrustworthy.
A little husk in their voice.
Dark.
Is that your boyfriend that I saw you with the other night?
Which guy? Oh, the guy at the thing. No, just a guy.
Just a guy you're dating, a little boy toy.
Yeah, she's not a boy. I mean, you know.
Me and Nick were talking about it before you came in. We were like, we should just bully you for being gay the whole show.
That's fine.
But not explain it.
Real hate.
Just go back to it. Yeah,
it would be better for me to be. That would be. I would have a musical if that was the case.
Possibly.
Should I have a musical about being gay?
They should do like an upbeat musical about the Matthew Shepard story.
Yeah, what if I did a gay musical where it was like my dad was like Brian
Dennehy? It's called Fences.
Yeah, so called Fences. Except I'm in blackface. Right. And it's about
called The Bad Shepherd.
Yeah.
It's about him.
You can, by the way, you can have a woke fucking musical. I have no problem with that, dude. Rent was woke as fuck, doggy.
Well, for that
it was
time.
A tranny.
For that time. No. Rent now they'd be alt right.
Oh, well, exactly. You're right. Time, isn't that crazy though? It's like they're gay.
Rent, the cast of Rent would be in Charlottesville right now.
I've never seen
the monuments.
I don't think any musical.
Really?
Except Matilda.
Any musical? You've never seen any musical?
I don't think I have.
They're good. Some of them are good.
I'm sure they are. Yeah, it's just I never think, you know, I downloaded some app that's like, you know, for getting like tickets to Broadway and stuff. And then
we'll go one day. I'll take you to music. Now you gotta get sucked off by a guy.
Well, the thing about musicals is like there's only 5 musicals, and it's the most popular ones, and it's like they're so expensive. Like if you're like, oh, maybe I'll go to the movies, and still today the movies that we're playing were like Star Wars, Titanic, right. You know, and
they
like,
never go. It's well, the same musical for 10 years.
Yeah, I did
because
see,
now they try to create a new one, and it turns into that fucking horseshit that I saw.
Right. Like the Lion King.
I would rather have the old dude, please.
I would
the classics.
I would watch, you know, I'm gonna do a 3.5-hour musical about Barack Obama having gay sex and doing cocaine during the Benghazi attacks.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
I mean, that's set to set to Katy Perry songs.
In excess.
Yeah. It's gotta be
I need
album.
You tonight. Just fucking just and then unlicensed photographs of Jim from The Office in the background with that fucking beard.
It would be fun to have enough money to
let's
just
bring
make.
A bunch of comics you to
try,
a musical.
You try and write a musical to get sued by as many people as
possible.
As many different lawsuits coming at you from as many angles.
Like you can already see Lizzo's gonna have a musical. You can already see it.
Yeah.
You go like the Lizzo story is gonna be a musical. It'll be a fat black chick talking about
Charlie ate the chocolate factory.
Charlie,
she plays it.
Talking about how long it
a
took
woman
her
named Charlie
to get on.
Yeah, she. I don't even know who Lizzo is. I know. I keep on hearing about her. She's like a fat black chick.
She's huge.
She plays Jabba in the new Star Wars.
Yeah,
how about
Jabba
that one? Get it? Because she's fat.
She.
Have you thought about? There's a new Star Wars out, and there's this big fatso named Lizzo. And what I did is I combined the two.
Pull up a picture of Lizzo.
She got famous because she.
It's so funny because they're like,
the Coney Island.
She went viral stabbing someone for a Popeye's chicken sandwich.
She's like, oh, she's done so much for fat people, and it's like she look like she would not have to.
Whoa.
She doesn't have to address that she's fat. You know what I mean? She looks kind of normal. I mean, she's definitely like fat, but it's not like she's like fucking one of these TLC people.
Yeah, she's not 600 pounds.
Right, exactly.
I love that that's the standard.
If she
it's like she's barely fat. She's morbidly obese.
Well,
it's
she's
like she breathes on her own.
Put it this way. If
she doesn't have to even bring it up.
I would never have made a fat joke about Lizzo.
Oh, have, really?
No, probably not. Okay. I mean, there's plenty of people that are just that big. That are
right.
I mean,
she
just
is,
big
yeah,
she's
just
she's fat.
She
huge,
leads in when she calls herself fat.
Right.
She's bigger than Tim Dillon.
She's bigger than me.
Yeah. I call Tim Dillon fat.
Wait a minute. When is that happening? When are you doing that?
Not behind your back, to your face.
David Spade said that I was his Lizzo. Like, I'm not offended by, she's very successful.
Yeah.
Yeah. She knows she's fat, too. It's almost
she
like.
She called out a Postmate who didn't deliver her food.
Also, she's not doing anything.
I love
anything.
That.
She's
my
not
favorite
doing
thing
anything
about,
for fat people about, if she's not letting people make fun of her being for being fat.
No, she is. But
she
it's
is.
Like, I love it. Everybody, because that Postmates thing almost got her fucking canceled. And it's like, everyone's like, wow, she's so fat. I'm so proud of her being fat. And then she just does the first fat thing she's done yet, which is accuse a delivery driver
of
eating
her
food.
I counted the French fries.
Yeah.
There was only 43 French fries in there.
Great point, Nick's like, she has a disease. This is her medicine. Like, people have to.
I don't remember saying that.
Yeah, Nick, that's exactly what you said. It's like she has a disease. This is her medicine.
Yeah, right. Well,
can't get in the way of that.
It's like, you know, it's like you love fat people. It's literally like the line from her song. It's like, why are fat people great until they start to be fat? Which I think she says something like that.
Right.
And that's exactly what happened is why are fat people great until they be,
until they do the fat
until they do the fat
that,
thing
right. Until they do the stuff that got them there.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And then people are like, I can't believe that was a worker.
Yeah, that was
because now everybody has class consciousness.
Yeah, she does the thing where she like she doesn't even call shotgun. She just assumes she can sit in the front because she's so fat.
Yeah.
Like, no, bitch, you don't call
but
shotgun.
But that's something we've earned as fat people. We get the front. I mean, I've had this argument with several people. That is my seat.
No, you don't earn it by being a fucking lazy slob. That's not true.
You absolutely do. And we're not all, you don't get fat by being lazy.
You don't, we have a cystic fucking disease.
No, but you get fat by becoming fat.
You also,
I am working as hard as you are the other way. Lizzo works hard. She should be thinner.
Holy shit.
She dances and sings all the time. Like,
I've just
works.
Can I say this? Here's my problem with that, okay? I'm not even saying my thighs are even better. Real quick.
The Lakers game.
I'm not even saying that my thighs are even better than this bitch's.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying that, like, I'm trying to, we're all just trying to look our best.
We're
and I think
trying.
That should be the message. That outfit is very expensive. She looks like a fucking slob in it.
But she's representing for people that are also slobs.
But just dress appropriate. Go to Lane Bryant. Buy a nice blouse.
Then you just look like my aunt. Like my aunt's she not should. Performing.
She should look like your aunt.
My aunt is not performing. My aunt wears like a little blazer with like a Christmas tree pin. Yes. She's on stage at the Barclays Center. People want to see her thighs.
It would be funny if Donald Trump just wore the exact, whatever outfit she wore, the very next day he's wearing.
He just came out. The ultimate troll.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying dress appropriately. We should be looking the best we want to look. Yeah. You know?
Did you watch the debate?
I didn't.
No.
No, is it fun?
We can't talk politics.
It's a little
on this
bit
show,
more
guys.
Fun. Oh, you
it's not, politics is not even politics anymore. It's not. It's really just entertainment
not.
And fun.
And the last one kind of like, it was nothing but just like a roast battle, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's really, I mean, you're trying to figure out who's going to beat
the best roaster.
Who's going to beat Donald Trump in a roast battle. And the answer is none.
Nobody.
He's undefeated.
No. It's over.
Yeah,
he's undefeated. He's defeated every crime family, every government agency. I mean, he's just...
They literally need to bring in, like, fucking... Like, Mark Norman might be able to beat him.
No
like, not, like, no? Dude, not even a little. I don't even know
if it was
what...
just a straight-up roast battle, you don't think Mark Norman could beat him?
No. This guy talks... God, no.
He talks like he's from the 50s. What is he, gay or something?
Yeah, dude.
I don't know. I mean, I don't want to say. I can't say.
Right.
But back in the day, Trump. Guys would talk like that. I don't know.
Trump would destroy, and I love Mark.
They would call him.
Destroy him.
They would call him a little. Yeah.
Trump would call him like a $3 bill.
Yeah. That's they used to put those guys on the $3 bill, if you know what I mean.
They call it a little light in the loafers.
And they'd use that $3 bill to, you know, buy a good time with a guy.
Like a Tony Hinchcliffe, you don't think you'd beat Donald Trump in a roast
because
battle.
Donald Trump doesn't. Tony would sit down and work on his little jokes and fucking like prepare
Craft
and be like, oh,
it.
I have to roast the president.
Like this guy's
and
got
Donald
AIDS.
Trump would be like, what's this guy? He's like, he looks like what?
Yeah.
Who's
this faggot?
Who's this Tony Hawk? I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, Trump would just Trump is just off the dome.
He doesn't care. He literally does. He's fucking like being impeached for committing like crimes as the president.
He doesn't care. He's at a rally.
He's fucking.
It doesn't matter.
He's like, whatever.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
As the president of the United States.
Ever.
And he's like, oh, yeah, what the hell
is what's that about?
Yeah, we got a couple of we got a couple of special education guys coming after me.
It's great.
You will never meet somebody.
It's a great president for the end.
That gives less of a shit than that guy.
Yeah. He doesn't know how to care. I don't think
I almost appreciate it in a weird way. I just don't. I don't give a. I didn't find out that he was impeached until 2 days after he was impeached.
It's like
that's
what,
how little I pay
what,
attention.
It's like how Jack. What made Jackass funny is like I can't believe this guy's just gonna let an alligator put his balls in the alligator's mouth. Do like all this shit.
Right.
It's just incredibly reckless. And then like basically, if you see Donald Trump in the frame of like, hi, I'm Donald. This is Jackass, and this is Destroy America.
Right.
And then it's like he's the funniest guy in the world.
Nobody wants to see him try.
Hey,
you
want
to see him like just.
Yeah. So you think it's over? He's definitely gonna win.
He's probably gonna win.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
And then after 4 years, either his daughter will run, or he just won't give up the presidency, and that'll be okay too for people, I guess.
Yeah. We should let his son run. Remember when they what was the kid that made fun of his son?
A dynasty.
A comedian made fun of his son and like they fucking started getting like death threats.
Katie Rich got fired from SNL.
Yeah.
It was just funny because that kid, Sam Simons, that everyone hates.
Seth.
Seth, Reddit, whatever, for going after
everyone.
Everyone hates him. Everyone hates him, and I heard that he's mentally retarded.
No.
I heard that. I can't confirm it, but that's what I heard.
It's autistic.
Well, actually, probably.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Without a doubt.
But, he wrote a thing in defense of, was it Katie Rich?
Probably, yeah. Katie Rich. Yeah.
He wrote a thing about her, in defense of her, that was extremely fucking reasonable.
Right.
Was a great point.
Everybody has one in them. Rational thought.
Well, no, because it's, but ironically, it sort of addresses like, you know, okay, well, like, if this is your principle that you're in favor of free speech, you should like stand up for it. Here's the opportunity to do so. And then didn't apply that, you know,
of course.
To anything else.
Literally anything else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
okay, so all right, so she got fired from SNL for
she made a joke about Barron Trump, who's the little guy. He's the young one.
Yeah, of course.
He's
yeah.
the hot one.
Which also, who fucking cares, by the way? Like, that's a problem with everyone that's politicized. It's like everyone on the right is funny until you make a joke like that, and you're like, oh, too far. Like, who fucking cares?
Everybody saw. I mean, everybody that's... I used to think it was only left-wing people. Well, I never thought it was only left-wing people. I thought predominantly them. But there's a lot of right-wing people, very sensitive.
Anybody who aligns themselves with any side, anybody who says, I'm on the left or the right, if they say that, they just... Most of the time, they're going to suck.
Well, no. I mean, you can be like somebody that's like concerned about these things.
Yeah, and still get jokes.
Yeah, it's just if you're making jokes from the direction of like, you know, ideology first, that we're going to start here. This is the point I want to make, and then I'll try and construct a joke around it.
I'm just saying, forget that. Forget even just people making jokes. I'm saying if they put themselves in a category like that and they can identify with one side or the other, just typically if they get to the point where they're verbalizing that, saying I'm on the left or I'm on the right,
it becomes annoying.
Even if it gets out of their mouth, they verbalize it, at that point they've crossed the line where they're starting to suck. I'm not saying they suck wholly. I'm just saying, like, just
everybody
fucking
I disagree. I think people can still be funny.
It's not about being funny. It's nothing to do with being funny. I'm saying as a personality trait, they suck.
A lot of people that work in politics, write about politics, do suck.
Sure.
That's a reality. A lot of those people suck. A lot of them have like never been invited to a party, never had any fun. Like, this is their way to fucking be something.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
Yeah. Well, it's the new fucking lunchroom table, right?
Yeah.
It's just you want to fit into some sort of.
It's all about beating up Chinese kids.
Hell yeah. Well, I know that was it. I even back then I revolted from being a part of any.
Did your mom
at the lunch table?
Were there like talks about politics growing up?
Was yeah, my mom was actually really political at the end.
Yeah.
Well, you're talking about lunch table, not a dinner table.
Lunch table.
Yeah, like at school.
Yeah, at school. Yeah, for sure. Like, yeah. So I
An effort to not participate in lunch.
No. I made an effort to participate in lunch an extra two periods. Yeah. What I'm saying was I made an effort to not be a part of any specific clique. Like
you didn't have a table with guys?
Hold on.
We were all like alternative to everything.
What if the popular group wanted you to be part of it?
Oh, I would have killed my best friends to just be invited to one party.
The way you presented it, you're like, I made an effort to not be part of any group.
But no, I did because
the sixth grade lunch table was more of like a fucking influence on me than almost anything comedically.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know. Just sitting there, you just sit there and you fucking like shit on your friends for, you know, I mean, it was sort of where podcasting came from.
Yeah, the first podcast was in the sixth grade.
No, I used to love
it. It was called Are You Going to Finish That?
That was like the only thing I went to school for, to sit at that fucking lunch table.
Were you that kid who went around and asked everyone for their chocolate milk?
No, that was me. I did. I was suspended from school in seventh grade, and the notice was, and I swear to God, it was for treating the lunch aides like, in quotes, subhumans. I was suspended for 2 days, outside suspension.
Why? What did you do?
There was frozen yogurt in our school, and we only got one little cup of sprinkles. It was like the type of cups they give pills out in, and I was like, we should have more than one. You know, and then one woman started crying or whatever. She was Eastern European. She didn't know what to do. She barely spoke English. And I just went, shut up. I was just a fat little kid. I went, shut up. And she started crying. And then there was like a mentally retarded woman named Ronnie, and they kept Ronnie on the door.
Ronnie McDonough.
Yeah. And you could just always get out of the door by going, Ronnie, there's a fire. And I just kept doing that. And she would, I don't know why they put her on the door. And I go, Ronnie, there's a fire. And I went out a few times. So this just added up to the, like, I'm just not treating them like human beings.
Right.
They're subhumans.
Yeah.
We had scary lunch ladies.
You weren't a bad kid. You were just sort of like,
sounds bad.
Yeah, I was not good.
That's not bad, though.
No, it's bad. It's bad.
It's not good. No, it's not good.
Tell a lunch lady to shut up because you can't have an extra.
I was very bad. I was very bad.
She started crying.
It was very funny. Here's what people don't understand. It was funny and bad.
But it wasn't, when I say bad, there were kids in my high school.
I didn't shoot the school up.
Who were having knife fights and fist fights and selling drugs.
What happened to the trench coat mafia and went?
Seventh grade.
And I feel like that should come back.
It was only two dudes, right?
Well, that's the problem.
Just the Columbine.
Exactly. Well, trench coats were already popular with goth kids, and then the Columbine shooting happened.
Right.
And all these goth kids were like, I have a $400 trench coat.
Andrew Yang was TCM. You can find those old pictures.
No way.
Yeah, he's
and he wore a long trench coat?
Yeah, a long trench coat.
I knew I liked it.
My buddy Forrest in high school was TCM.
Yeah, Forrest. That name, Forrest.
Yeah, yeah. And he and like the, it was just they were on, they weren't even he wasn't even goth. He was like half goth,
and
half
Matrix. And
it was just
that they would wear trench coats.
Right. Oh yeah. Man, I forgot about the Matrix guys.
Yeah,
those are the best. After the Matrix came out, they're going around. It's like, you know, we all saw that movie. We know you're not in the Matrix.
They're wearing like fucking just fucking sunglasses and fucking long trench coats.
Never, those guys never spoke either. They would just like hang out and like smoke clothes.
They play handball, but that's it.
Yeah, they would never. They would. They like.
It was always Filipino kids.
They always thought everyone was like thinking that they were incredibly cool.
Right.
When really, it's like, please just go away.
Yeah.
I forgot about the Matrix.
Get out of my blind sight.
That was the fucking dude, click. Was the Matrix kids for 2 years. shit.
Yeah.
So funny.
It's also embarrassing because you can't show anyone that later in life. You know, you can't admit to being that.
Yeah,
You can't show a photo and be like, "Oh, that was that. What was I like in high school?"
Yeah, and it's also too because there was a threshold where it went from just being like a regular industrial guy to being a Matrix guy,
right.
And you'd see people that were like fucking like almost redlining with it.
Yeah,
you know, like crossing over. It's like maybe they put the sunglasses. Once you put the sunglasses,
it's over.
Yeah. You're done.
It's over. Yeah.
You're fucking.
Well, then you've gone from being goth to being you think you're cool. Like goth kids have embraced the fact that they're
the guy
losers.
From a movie.
You think you're in a film? It's even worse.
It's fine.
It's not a film, dude.
It's a level of like I was watching that documentary about that girl who got her boyfriend to kill himself by texting him.
I have a joke about that, by the way. There's a documentary about it.
It's a really interesting
one. Dude, everyone's gonna have a goddamn joke about it.
You should have been like, "Send me your pussy," and then she does it, and then you kill yourself.
Right.
And then that way, you know, it's a little, you get her back.
You get
you're
going
to kill her yourself anyway.
Put it on social media and then get back in that
what
car.
What is the documentary called? Can you pull up the trailer
for
that?
It's on HBO. It's good, but it's she thought she was in a mood. Like, yeah. She would text her friends
it's called
things,
When the Pussy is Trash.
Like, free of the pussy is
but tonight on Frontline, trash pussy. Killing teens across America.
But she like really texted him some like nasty shit.
She was like, "Do it, do it." He was like, "I don't know if I want to do it." She's like, "Do
it's
it.
It's not gonna hurt." She's like, "It's not gonna hurt."
He got out of a car, and
she convinced him to get
she's
back
like,
in.
Get back in the car. She was
Yeah.
You know.
Well, the joke that I have is like, she shouldn't be in jail. She should be in sales. A closer.
Yeah.
She shouldn't be in jail. I like that it rhymes.
Yeah.
She shouldn't be in jail. She should be in
sales.
That's
my new thing. I do poetry now.
In
poetry jokes.
Sales.
Yeah. Sales.
Thanks for coming out
today. The best salesmen are the ones that have little sayings like that.
They need them.
Yeah.
The hacky sales lines really work. Yeah. You don't think they do.
Always
if you don't
killing
have a car,
your boyfriend.
You won't go far.
Yeah. There was a guy in my office who used to go, "If I don't earn, I don't eat."
Mm.
And then like instead of like someone hanging the phone up. And calling the police, they would do business with him.
Yeah.
Come on, let's see. What is this?
I saw him text her all the time, but I didn't think that they had a relationship like that.
Oh, look at that bitch's eyes. I'm in the worst pain right now. It's like unbearable. I think it's time to do it now.
Then.
Wow.
To understand what happened? Because it's so far
Christmas
from,
music.
You know,
yeah, we really need that
behavior.
It's not dark without that. We need to show people where it's going.
What's the spookiest story about a child dying? And maybe he's haunting her phone. Now.
Is now underway.
Damn, look at that bitch's eyebrows.
Oh, shit.
We're all left wondering what happened.
This is some creepy shit, dude.
It's creepy. An opportunity to see inside their minds.
This is scored by Danny Elfman.
I think they should let a pedophile fuck her as the punishment.
A kid that's gonna kill himself.
We should be like Romeo and Juliet at the end.
The punishment for these children should be put on Epstein's plane.
Wait, so pause it now.
Can you cause
because here's the thing.
Suicide?
There's always gonna be bad kids.
This is a great way to think about it.
I'm not wrong here.
No.
There's always going to be pedophiles, and there's always going to be bad kids.
Bad kids.
And there's going to be people that need those children's sexual energy to run the country properly.
Correct.
And I think a lot of Americans.
Yes.
I wish I could buy my way onto the debate stage.
This is a right.
They're
this is actually a better idea than I thought it was going to be at the beginning.
The question was about
timeout,
the invasion of Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Of Afghanistan. I love that during the debate. They're just confusing Joe Biden. He's having a stroke. That fucking moderator. How do you feel about your vote to go to Afghanistan?
Yeah.
I'm showing the country how much I respect it. the people there that aren't terrorists by fucking putting some spice on the name.
I think it'd be great.
What are you done?
If Biden's response to that was, he's like,
no, he literally goes,
there's always going to be pedophiles.
He goes,
there's always going to be bad kids.
Biden goes, I'm sorry, which war?
Yeah, he's going to say the N-word in a week. I mean, he's like, right.
If you were elected, you'll be the oldest president we've ever had. And he goes, Winston Churchill?
Yeah.
They were like, he wasn't like, president. He was like, I was joking.
The answer to some of Biden's, literally, some of the answers he's given have been what?
Yeah.
Like, he's literally looked at the moderator and been like, what?
Yeah.
What?
The only thing keeping him alive is the fucking, like, barely veiled rage that he feels towards this entire system that was supposed to put him in office.
And
already.
His family, like, his son.
If you thought
died,
Hillary Clinton was entitled,
right.
He's fucking, like, a million
and
times
worse. And Biden's son, one son died, and then the other son fucked the other son's wife.
Yeah.
The guy that died, one son fucked his wife. It's like...
Well, it's funny, too, because the one that lived is just like a fucking crackhead.
It's crackhead.
And it's like, you know,
the good
you don't
one died.
The good one.
And then the crackhead
and
fucked
think
the
of
wife.
The woman,
yeah, the crackhead's like staying a lot,
think
not getting brain
cancer. The woman
who's
like, I got to fuck a Biden. I'll fuck this crackhead.
Can I get more coffee also?
Thank you.
Do you mind?
Okay, can I get a little bit of that cream? The delightful whatever cream in it? Thanks, Brian.
Can I get just regular half and half, not the...
Can we get an Irish cream? Thank you.
Yeah.
French vanilla?
Can we just get a cup of cum for Tim? Gay Tim?
Yeah, please.
Boom. So... Yeah, the
Afghanistan.
The Christmas holiday is fast approaching. Mm-hmm. Timmy, what are you doing for Christmas?
I'm going to my Long Island family to hear about.
What's the best gift you bought this year? Because you've crossed the threshold now.
Well,
you're a national headliner. Friends with
everyone
in LA.
I don't know if I would say that. I feel like that means everyone in the nation's excited about it.
What is national headliner?
I mean, that to me feels like
you headline,
something that I'm not. I headline around the country. Yeah, but I mean, national headliner seems like you're selling out all the places.
Mm-hmm. Like a YouTube star would.
Yeah, like somebody who's on TikTok.
Yeah. Who are the black twins who are like Trump supporters?
The Hodge twins. I always follow. I follow them, and they sell out all over the place.
It's all old
and
white.
And every club
women.
Tells me that they're like, well, the Hodge twins sold it out. They're like, you're doing good, but the Hodge twins. And they just get on stage, and supposedly they have like a real fun interactive show.
They just do like pro Trump.
What's
raps.
Funny is they're not actually brothers. They just met at the gym.
Yeah, they're brothers.
Yeah.
It's a great market, though. If you're black and you want to lean into the conservative thing, it's like a good market.
Yeah, it's like those old black ladies who support Trump, they're millionaires now just because they're old black women.
Well,
because
white
Trump.
People just want to go and feel they're not racist.
I know.
So
they're like, look
like
at this.
Huge,
we
Yeah. It's a huge market.
These old Uncle Tom ladies, we support them. They're our friends.
It's a diamond and silk, which would be much better if it was a Jewish guy and a Chinese guy. Hello, I'm Diamond.
And I am Silk. And we are of President Donald Trump.
We support his trade war with China.
I'll tell you what, Silk. I love his policies, especially the ones where I don't pay as much taxes.
And these camps don't remind me of anything. I got to be honest. They don't.
Yeah, so what's the best gift you got your family this year?
I don't get anyone anything.
You don't get anybody gifts?
I don't get anyone anything.
The Dan Ninen move.
I mean,
he would say that would be his line in his like.
I get my friends, like my cousin's kids' presents.
Okay.
I don't get adults' presents.
Yeah. Why not?
I don't know. I take people out to dinner. I'll do something like that. I don't know.
It is a lot. And I also am very weird about accepting gifts. So even if somebody wants to buy me a shot at a bar, I'm like, no. I used
to give people things, and then I'm like, no one wants them.
Nobody wants anything. But if you just get people fucking like...
I get gift certificates to go out to dinner. Like, that's what I do.
You're pretty much set. You get somebody a fucking Apple TV. That's always a good, you know...
How much is that?
Like $200.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's a good gift.
Yeah, that's actually not a good gift.
I've gotten Apple TV. I did that a couple years ago with Kindles. That was like the go-to. You just get people.
I give them gift certificates to restaurants, like $200, $250 to a restaurant.
Yeah, you find something that somebody is not going to use, but they're not going to feel like, well, this was a waste.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something they think they're going to use but won't.
Yeah. That's a good.
I'm doing an.
You're taking everyone to Jamaica.
I'm doing experience this year. We're bringing
experience.
My family to Jamaica, and my sister ripped me off. I was like, the flights are this price. I was like, we should buy them. She's like, yeah, buy them. And then I bought them, and she was like, I'm going to pay you back after tax season.
Well, you know, she is your sister.
Garbage.
What now? Or is everyone staying in a villa?
Villa life. You know I'm about that life, bro.
Yeah. This is nice.
Slaves.
And this is, you're taking your older aunt, who's, this is the first time she's been out on
my older aunt. I'm literally, she doesn't, she's so out of touch. I'm going to tell her that we actually have slaves, like slavery is legal in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm going to tell her that she's got her own slave and see how long it takes before she leans into it.
She just starts
crying.
It must crying.
Have been weird to be like you. Somebody who's like 80 years old in like 1910.
Yeah.
So you have like Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
And you just think slavery is still...
And they have to keep explaining to
they
you.
They have to keep, you know... Yeah, right.
They're you like, can't just point at people.
Yeah, no, Grandma. They have slightly more rights now.
They
not all the way. Let's not go crazy. It's not 1980.
Yeah. They still can't look at you.
Yeah,
but
they're not allowed, but you can't... Yeah.
You have to pay them a cent
they're
to
allowed,
get them to do the
They're
work.
Allowed to wear clothes.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you know they had that documentary, or it wasn't a documentary, but they made the movie about the
slaves.
No, the experiments with the college kids. The
Stanford prison.
Yeah, the Stanford prison experiments.
Yeah.
So it's like that's kind of what I see with my aunt. I want to see how quickly my aunt will actually turn into a warden.
Yeah. Well,
start using the N-word openly in front of them.
Yeah, she'll start crying and thanking you. She's like, "Finally, I did it. It took me a long time, yes. But I finally have a slave that I own." Are you flying everybody down? On like a, how are you doing it?
Private jet.
Is that how you can do
it? Yeah, I bought a private jet, everyone.
That's, you know, private jet in Jamaica.
Doing really well, guys.
I would love, see, I would do something, like, I think it'd be funny to do that, but do it on the very cheap, like do a very shitty hotel, do Spirit Air, like do very, like have it be very, very bad.
Yeah, well, it's almost as cheap, if you were to do a shitty hotel for everyone, I'm doing, it's 7 people, 3 bedrooms. If I were to get 3 rooms at even a shitty hotel, it would be as expensive as the villa is.
Yeah, is it an Airbnb?
I got it on Airbnb, but yeah, but
I know, you call it, it's a villa.
It's a villa.
It's a villa.
It's a fucking private little slice of land, little beach.
How long?
We're going for 4 nights.
That's nice. That's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so perfect. It's nice. I'm excited about that. That's my big gift to everybody this year. But then I feel like I'm not like giving anybody anything. There's nothing to open, so it doesn't feel like you're giving them anything.
Right.
Yeah.
And many of them might not want to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably not. Yeah. I've created more of an inconvenience for everybody.
Many of them have to take off from work. Now they're in trouble. It's a big problem.
What about you, Nick? What's the big gift that you got somebody this year?
Well, I was going to go do all the shopping right after this.
Really?
Are you really going to get people a bunch of things?
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know,
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, like I said, it's, you know, I'll probably get like fucking Apple TV. I mean, I already mostly kind of burned. Actually, you know what? I said all that, and it's like, I don't know what the thing is this year.
I don't
Maybe
know what
new
to get.
Fucking people. AirPods. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Apple Store is always a good move. Everyone has an iPhone, so there's always shit for the iPhone that you can fucking
get somebody.
Get
them a Razer.
I actually had a lot Razer of those Ridge phone. Wallets on hand that I gifted to people.
Yeah. Ridge Wallet. Yeah, yeah, that's a fun
I just
gift.
Give them bags of Kratom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kratom and Ridge Wallet.
It's Bluetooth. Right.
There should be a
I'm
podcast.
I'm going to give my 2-year-old nephew a bunch of pipe tobacco.
Yeah. Should be just a podcast gift bag of like Hims, Ridge Wallet, Kratom. Yeah.
What is Hims? That's like
the underwear.
Rogaine? Or,
no, Hims is grows your hair back, right?
Right. What's the underwear?
The underwear is...
you know what I'm talking
Sheath.
About. That,
Sheath is my shit, dude.
Me undies, all that shit, you know.
Yeah. Sheath is great. Sheath has a sleeve for your dick.
Yeah, every pair
I just,
of
I could actually just, what I'm going to try to do is just get everyone my Comedy Central half hour from Canada and just send it.
Just burnt on a disc.
Just burn it on a disc and send it to them.
They had, every underwear happens. Had the sleeve and then they got rid of them because no one used the sleeve.
With the dick sleeve?
No one, and the history of, and they continued, it was like a cosmetic thing. They would leave it on there like a fucking Landau bar on the side of a Cadillac.
No one uses it, right?
What sleeve are you talking about?
The sleeve
these
where you
specifically,
pull your dick
out. No, this is a sheath. I'm not talking about the sleeve where you, I'm not talking about the hole in your underwear where you put your dick through it. Uh-huh. I'm talking about the sheath underwear are designed where there's is a hole that goes like down and your dick goes in, it's sheathed. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, but why?
Why?
It holds your dick in place and it just looks awesome. My dick's never looked good in underwear ever in my entire life. And
are
now
you kind of always half hard? Is that part of the game?
It does make your dick a little bit hard.
Right.
When you sheath it. There we go. Look. We'll show the... Yeah, see, there's the dick in the ball pouch right there.
It's like a condom in underwear.
Yeah.
This is like underwear for Puerto Ricans.
It's essentially like you're fucking your underwear
it's
at all times.
It's a chastity belt, right.
You're having sex with yourself at all times while you walk around, every time you put on your underwear.
This is for Puerto Rican teenagers so they don't have children. Yeah.
So we don't rape.
Yeah.
So at all times we feel so like we satisfy.
I always just shove my dick into my asshole. And I go about my business.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, Christmas is going to be exciting this year. Mm-hmm. I got my Christmas tree up. We do half at my house, half at his house. And I think my son does believe in Santa,
a
by
fun,
the way.
You know what? I might set this up, patent pending, trademark, copyright. You can't steal my idea. But a website that sells reproduction joke gift certificates to stores that went out of business that people aren't aware of. Like, you can get somebody a $50 gift certificate to Bannigan's.
Oh, I would, dude, I would fucking love that.
And then people are like, thank you. And they don't, you know.
Yeah.
And then you can call them up like 2 months later and be like, did you end up making use of that gift card? And they're like, yeah, we all went out last week.
Did you go to that?
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Because they went out of business in 2017, you
got me
30, fucking asshole.
30 minutes at the local internet cafe.
Yeah. Did you enjoy that Turkey O'Toole at Bannigan's? Did you like that?
Yeah, no, they should. Yeah, we should do that.
That was my favorite. I loved that restaurant when I was
Toys R Us.
Well, it was just you
it's
could
a big
just,
part of Irish culture.
Yeah,
was
it was so if like it was a very depressing restaurant.
There's no difference between that in my mind and Ruby Tuesdays.
It's all the same shit.
It's
it was just
depressing.
One. They
the
failed.
Bennigan's was like
they
worse.
They failed.
Somehow.
It's all the same shit, right? And no, Bennigan's wasn't worse. Bennigan's actually.
Bennigan's had some good food. The Monte Cristo was good, but like
Monte Cristo was great, and also the chicken quesadillas, fucking ridiculous.
Yeah,
Maggie.
But it was just a sad place where like single dads. Like my father would take me there when he broke up with my mom, and we would just sit there. Like Saturday, bright sunny day out, you'd go into a dark room in a strip mall, a big dark room where there'd be nobody else except you and your dad, and you just eat French onion soup and talk about the family.
Was it depressing at the time?
You know,
or is
me
it
and my dad would do that
in retrospect.
We would go to Red Robin.
Right. I mean, it's you always have
but
a place.
Red Robin is I like Red Robin.
Yum.
Well, Ground Round?
Yeah.
Ground Round was great. Remember those little desserts that were like the little cinnamon sugar things?
I literally blocked out everything before I was 10.
Ribs. Ground Round. You remember the Ground Round?
No.
Yeah.
They're all the same. Here's the thing. It's the same restaurant.
Shoney's.
See, Tim, let me ask you, were you depressed at the time? Did you realize that it was garbage at the time? Or now when you think back, do you realize it's garbage?
I realize when I think back, it was garbage because it's just super dark.
At the time,
bar.
I thought Bannigan's was like good. Like if we were going to Bannigan's, my mom had a good day of tips at the hair salon.
Yes.
That was like a big deal.
It wasn't the worst place.
All
of
those restaurants, like Friday's, Chili's, that was like a big step up.
Yeah, I don't remember going to Bennigan's more than like twice in my life ever.
Yeah, I think we went like five times.
Yeah, I remember going to Red Robin.
Fridays a lot. Went to
Red
Fridays.
Robin when they came around because the burgers were great.
Yeah, the burgers were good. Fridays was good because it was just like dependable.
I didn't do any of this stuff. We were so poor that like maybe twice a year we would go out and have like a dinner. I would go out to those places with like friends' families.
Yeah, Bennigan's was like your Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah, yeah.
Red Lobster, I thought, was a fucking five-star restaurant.
Well,
Red Lobster's
in a higher tier than the other one.
It's higher tier.
Red Lobster,
but it's still garbage for seafood. The only reason it's a higher tier is because it's seafood.
Now. But back then, before the recession, like Red Lobster and Olive Garden were good restaurants.
Yeah.
Really? Are you just remembering it differently?
Outback Steakhouse was good. A lot of these places were fucking not dog shit. But
they weren't dog shit. Yeah. They weren't, you know, high-end, but
this was
not dog shit.
Yeah. Outback Steakhouse, you know, that was like that's like a nice meal.
But unless you lived in
Red
a city,
Lobster,
back in the day, there really wasn't anything to do. There was no nice restaurants. It was like one nice Italian restaurant
in
the suburbs. In the suburbs.
Oh, in the suburbs, yeah.
There was one nice Italian restaurant in the town.
Of course.
An Irish pubby's type place. There was 100%. Like a couple Chinese places.
Yes.
But there's not many options of like.
No, dude, and when you go on the road, you go on the road to do comedy, there's still not a lot, dude. It's like Waffle House. There's like not a lot.
But I will stand by this. Before the recession, those chain restaurants were bad.
Dude, Red Lobster's not bad now. I mean, it's fine. If you go out to Red Lobster, it's not great,
but
it's fine.
Outback Steakhouse is the one I think about because it's like, first of all, the bread was awesome.
Yeah, it used to be better.
I used to think it was like, is it because I'm in the city or close to the city that those restaurants
are fast casual restaurants destroyed all those. Like the Paneras of the world really put the pressure on those to start getting shittier.
It's also, too, you have like the middle class sort of like was pushed out to the further ends of what it was.
Of course.
And really like going out to fucking
it's money.
Going out to Outback Steakhouse prior to the recession was like something like families
like
did.
Like Chili's.
Like every 3 weeks.
Chili's
so.
Was good, but now you have Chipotle and a lot of people are like, fuck that. I'm not going to go to Chili's.
Yeah, but I'll tell you right now,
I would much rather
a Chili's or any those walk-up places, Chipotle.
The Applebee's in Bed-Stuy is pretty good. I've been there. That one, it's surprising that
it's actually not bad.
It's the one on Fulton.
Yeah, it's in the mall.
Because none of the chain restaurants in New York, the chain restaurants in New York and the fast food in New York is particularly shitty.
Yeah, it's not good.
If you leave the city,
it's almost like they don't care.
If you
know, when you walk into Wendy's by Penn Station.
Well, because it's the people that...
it's like they're homeless.
Fast food in New York, no, it's like fucking, like, 35-year-old ghetto
also,
people.
You can get a sandwich or a bagel.
It's like 35-year-old ghetto people, okay? If you go to just an hour outside of the city in New Jersey, Connecticut, it's
just Joe Biden's answer. Was it the Afghanistan one?
It's a 16-year-old.
I'll tell you what, Jack. You go 35 minutes outside of the city, and you'll see they got an Applebee's there. There's a guy named Flat Top that I used to, me and him. It was the first interracial boxing league that they had back then. It was the YMCA.
The kids who are working in fast food are kids. They're like 16, 17-year-old kids. They're learning responsibility.
That's
it's
less
their first
and less
job.
True. As you go around the country now, it's more and more older people. It's less and less true that it's kids. You don't see a lot of kids working in the world when you see a 70-year-old woman with a job.
You're like,
I like it.
What
I like
she
when
do?
I see an elderly
well,
person.
I was at the Burger King,
shake.
Burger King on the Lower East Side one time, and which like you know the food's terrible, but there was a whole like there's a whole Puerto Rican family there, and the dad who's just got all these like gangbanger tattoos, and he's like 5'1", and he's got that pants sagging thing where there's like four or five layers of pants. You know, so it's just and they get progressively lower and lower. Like a jawbreaker almost that somebody's been sucking on for a while.
Nick, you've got to wipe your fucking beard.
I will.
There's so much liquid just fucking trickling off the end of it.
Ray Kump went
anyways,
to that.
He's standing there and he's like meticulously folding his bandanas on the table while his family.
That's a great memory they'll have. Ray Kump went to that Burger King once and he tried to pronounce Big Fish, the BK Big Fish. Mm-hmm. And he goes, I want to make a Big Fish. And she goes, what? He goes, Big Fish. And she goes, what? And it is demoralizing to keep being asked. So he just started screaming, Big Fish! Big Fish! And it was like, it's just, that's exactly the person you should be eating there.
Someone that you can barely understand.
Yes.
And no one else.
Yes, no one else. It's someone who you can't really understand their order.
The bathroom at the McDonald's are right next to it has the you have to put like quarters
because people are shooting up.
Well, and then you go in. I went in there one time and I paid the fucking 50 cents to use the stall because it has these like old timey like fucking like you know, put them in. there was just blood all over the
oh yeah, because people have found that 50 cents. If you're gonna have an abortion in a bathroom, you can get 50 cents.
Yeah, 50 cents. You're like, all right, I'll pay 50 cents to do heroin in peace.
You're crafty enough to find 50 cents.
You used to have to do that back in the day. Remember at supermarkets, you have to put a quarter into the cart so you wouldn't steal the cart?
Yeah. I don't know that. I've
seen that once or twice.
You know, you put the quarter in, then a key turns the cart, and you get your quarter back.
That was just for your mother. That wasn't for everybody else. Like, special rules for mom, for Mrs. Gomez.
You know, leave a 25-cent deposit. Like, nobody's going to be like, oh, you know what, dude? That cart's not worth 25 cents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm going to go out to eat on Christmas this year.
Where
we do Chinese food, like a Christmas story.
Very Jewish.
Also very Jewy, but it's almost like, you know, I grew up on a Christmas story. There's, you know, they have the scene where the dogs eat the turkey.
What's
and
a Christmas
kids.
Story?
You don't remember
a
Christmas story?
You know, that's
Ralphie?
That movie with
you
the kid, the little kid, and the BB gun and all the bullshit. And
you'll shoot your eye out?
Dude, come on. It's like
I don't know
it's
it.
The most Americana thing.
Why would I just pretend and not be like, I don't know what that is?
I have no idea.
That would be pretty funny. That's just a bit.
No. Fuck, no. I haven't seen that.
I think you'll...
Shut up!
Your memory might be jogged if you see it.
It's got the kid from Jerry Maguire on the cover.
No, that's another thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's maybe a remake of it. I don't know.
No, they never remade
it. This is like an old movie.
1982 it came out.
Is it about a guy that like hits his kid?
Yeah, that's like a big scene. Like one of the scenes, it's just the mom beating the shit out of the kid. Yeah, it's a funny scene.
I might watch again is Home for the Holidays. You ever see that?
Yeah, I love that. Great with Jodie Foster. Yeah, I love that
and,
movie.
And what's his name?
You have the
Hold on, what about
Downey Jr.?
What about Scrooge? That's a fun one.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Lost Sight of the True Meaning of Christmas.
Who's this guy?
Shut up, Ralphie!
See? It's just they beat the kids.
Spirit of the original.
Me to you! Stop!
Traditional. American Christmas.
Thanks what?
MGM presents A Christmas Story.
Just him getting bullied.
He would love it.
Now, I remember seeing the cover, but I've never seen this movie.
He actually put his fist in his ass right there, if you saw that in that scene. Yeah. He's fisting him.
It's a good film. It's a fun Christmas.
It's the best
film.
One. It's the best Christmas.
It's A Wonderful Life is probably the best.
No, come on.
What do you mean, come on?
Tim.
It's a classic.
All right, Boomer.
Okay.
Fucking... black and white movie. No black and white movies are good.
It's A Wonderful Life is a great film.
No.
It's very good. Isn't it good?
I don't think it's about a guy who's...
What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Next? I like Christmas
Probably by default Home for the Holidays, but I don't really...
I can't think off the top of my head how many Christmas movies there are.
What about The Santa Claus with Tim Allen?
All those
movies
suck.
I just watched that with my son.
Wait a minute.
Even when I was a kid, that fucking movie sucked.
It's fun to think about how good the hot chocolate was.
Yeah, for at the North Pole.
Dude.
They were like, holy shit.
Everybody was so blown away by
it. I guess Nightmare Before Christmas I thought was cool when I was a kid.
That was fun.
Fucking little goth Nick.
No, everybody liked it. This was before.
No,
this was before middle school.
I was not a Matrix guy.
Yeah,
Nick was the Nightmare Before Christmas guy.
He's like, no.
Through a period of being a puppet.
Yeah,
just walking around.
I was Matrix Jack Skellington.
He looked like he looked like Helena Bonham Carter.
Right.
Yeah. Just had dark eyeshadow on all the time. He looked gaunt and British. That was great. There's a lot of them that are fun. Scrooge, Bill Murray. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I love Scrooge.
Is Groundhog Day a Christmas movie?
No.
It's Thanksgiving.
It's Groundhog Day. It's not Thanksgiving either. It's
is it really?
The movie is named after the holiday that it's about.
That's a good point. That's a one time Lewis basically bested both of us, and that was it.
Oh, man. You know what? End the show. It's over. Bested Radio.
We're
RIP.
Getting slow. Now that I'm inside, you're rich.
Yeah. I'm a multimillionaire.
Now that you're famous.
Now that I'm Lizzo. Now,
Tim, did you get Shaw up to agree to Skankfest yet? I asked you to get on.
No, I did text him.
What did he say? He didn't even answer.
He said, I thought Lewis hated me. And
no,
I said, no, he doesn't. He did. He goes, I thought Lewis hated me. I was like, no, he doesn't. And then I'm like, it'll be fun. And then he's like, okay. And then there was no other text.
Who is this? Rogan?
No, Brendan Schaub.
Rogan knows I hate him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Brendan. I don't know.
I wouldn't be surprised if Rogan was pulling an FDR on everybody, and he's been paralyzed.
He's definitely been paralyzed.
He's just been in a wheelchair and not telling.
I would sort of be funny if he turned off the thing. And he was like effeminately gay. Like he just turned it off. He's like, stop it! Oh my god!
Yeah,
but that's not the case.
it's
not true.
Yeah, Tim is
if
out there.
If he was paralyzed,
it'd be very funny if he was just secretly paralyzed and no one knew.
Yeah. Tim is out there in L.A. Yeah. Fucking rubbing elbows with everyone.
Well, I don't know about that. But
do you have a car yet?
No, I live close to the store and shit. I'll get a car eventually. Also, my license is suspended in Long Island for multiple tickets. I have to go to court for that.
Right?
Yeah. I got to go to court for
it's
that.
A whole
I'm not legally not
moving violations or parking tickets?
It's a few. Of
here's
each.
The problem.
I got like two tickets.
With comedians, we spend so many years these formative.
That's exactly
that sounds
what it is.
Way cooler than fucking doing 35 in a school zone.
Yeah, but it's like my lawyer. But my lawyer, by the way, Big J's ex-wife, the high-powered legal team of what's her name?
You didn't know your lawyer's name.
What's her name?
Big J's wife.
What'd you say? Big Edith?
Big Judith.
Big Judith.
Big Judith.
My lawyer, Big Judith.
Hey, Big Judy.
Your Honor.
Yeah.
This is my lawyer, Big Judith.
Just in a fucking pantsuit with fingerless gloves.
Big Judith.
Chain wallet.
Yeah.
Your Honor, may I approach court?
Your Honor, my client didn't do any of this. How do I know? I don't. I don't know.
I got to figure that out. And then
some black guy probably did.
Well, the problem is we spend all these formative years when we start comedy being poor.
Very poor.
And not having anything. And you like just let everything go to shit. So like your taxes, your fucking tickets, all that shit. And then eventually you go like, oh, I got a little bit something. Then you go, oh, for the next 3 years, I'm going to be just getting out of fucking debt and paying everything off and making sure that my life's 100%, back in order. So, it's unfair. I got to be honest with you guys.
Well, it's pretty fair, I guess.
Yeah. What's your worst Christmas memory, Nick? Saddest Christmas memory of your life?
I don't know. I mean, Christmas is always like...
It's always been good for you. Did you have a good childhood?
Good. Yes and no. I mean, no. But it's like, I don't remember having like bad Christmas. My birthday is like right before it.
What's your birthday?
And I've had the 13th.
Oh, happy birthday. I didn't know it was your birthday,
yeah,
dude.
It's all right. But okay. I've had bad birthdays.
Why? What's your worst birthday memory?
And it's always, you know what, especially the older I get, it's like, you know, birthdays turn into this thing where it's like, you're going to die, like everybody laughing at you. So it's like, you know, you just
get a little insight into Nick's crazy mind.
No, I mean, it's just more.
Birthday is that?
You're going to die.
That's all I hear. I wake up and it's like fucking, I hear that anyways. But yeah, no, I don't enjoy my birthday at
all. Crazy.
The years go faster and faster and I do less and less. What have I done in the last year is I grew a beard. That's it. That's my only accomplishment for the entire fucking year. And it just gets faster and faster. And it's terrifying. And that kind of overshadows anything that happens for the rest of the year. And the New Year's I like because, you know, like resolutions or whatever.
Yeah, you sort of mentally reset.
Yeah, kind of. But yeah. Birthdays have been like in my adulthood, like particularly because I forced myself to go out and like go to batting cages last year because I turned 30 and it was like, all right, I'm gonna have friends out and go out. But prior to that, most of the years it's like I don't want to do anything because I don't want to acknowledge. You know, it hits like the month and you're like, fuck, it's coming up.
Right.
I get, maybe this is unique to me.
No, I mean, I'm a little bit paranoid about death as well, but I just sort of put it out of my mind. I don't celebrate my birthday because I don't give a fuck. If I want to drink or celebrate, right. I'll just celebrate life on a Tuesday night. I don't need to fucking wait for the St. Patty's Day parade to go get hammered and go bar hopping.
Well,
you know?
I don't drink anymore, but it is like, it, you know, because it's one day of the year and then I'm aware of how quickly the day is moving and then it just my life in general and it kind of fucks me up. But the worst one was I went to Red Robin by myself when I turned 23 in the Glendale Galleria in Los Angeles. And like nobody called me that day. Nobody wrote. It was just me by myself.
Was the burger good?
Yeah, as always. Right.
Hey.
Yeah.
The bonsai burger at Red Robin.
Think about how many children are molested on their birthdays.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
my.
Do you think kids that are being molested, like their molester ever stops on their birthday and goes, you know what, I'm gonna let them have this day?
I don't know.
Probably not, right?
Yeah, I don't know. My worst Christmas memory was when my father and mother told me they were getting divorced on Christmas.
No, they didn't.
Swear to God.
No, they didn't.
No, they were like, yeah, we're getting.
That's divorced. Out of a movie. They didn't do that.
No, legit. We came back from. We kind of knew it was happening. We came back. I was an actor. I was like a little kid actor and I was like around the country touring around with this dumb thing with me and my mother, and then we came back like the week before Christmas and they fought that whole week and then they were like, well, we're gonna get rid of it. I don't know why. I didn't care that much.
It's
but
weird.
I
have no recollection of like when my mom just left at one point and then it was like,
yeah,
you know, like where you come, like what's the deal? I don't remember.
It was never good. They were never
my parents.
Good.
Yeah, my parents ever being like, "Hey, we're getting divorced." Like I don't.
They
any...
was just over one day, but it was. Well, yeah, how old were you when that happened?
Like 8 or 9. I don't. But they. It was never. You know, it's not like they. It was never. It made sense even as a child. It's like, yeah, you hate each other.
Yeah, we knew. I knew. It wasn't like a shock. Right. It was
how old
just
were you?
Like. I was like 11,
yeah.
12.
See, luckily, my dad was just murdered.
But then they lived together. They lived together while they got divorced because they were like too. My dad was too broke to move out. So then they just they like lived together while they were getting divorced, which is a nightmare because it was just like everybody hates everybody.
Yeah, I remember when my dad got murdered. The only thing I remember about it is my mom telling me.
What did she? How did she tell you?
She put on a clown mask.
Yeah, she said. But that's such a wild memory for a 4-year-old to hear. Like your dad was not dad's dad. Dad was murdered.
Yeah, like I didn't tell my son that my dad was even murdered.
Yeah,
my son's 7.
They went to Bennigan's.
Right, they went to Bennigan's. She had a Turkey O'Toole, and she said, "Your father."
I've got big news. They really. It was called that, the Turkey O'Toole.
Dude, it is the most racist restaurant towards Irish people.
I've tried doing that. I tried doing that as a joke.
Yeah.
And then I don't remember anything on the Bennigan's menu. I don't remember anything
Turkey
on the Ruby
O'Toole,
Tuesdays menu.
There's like, it's just, like, that's the one, there's a few of them that sound really ridiculous. Yeah. But it was like a ridiculous like restaurant for like Irish stereotype, but none of the food was even Irish, you know?
Yeah. I mean, there's very little Irish food. It's like fucking.
No,
like
there's no, I have a whole bit about it. I have a whole bit where I'm like, there's no Irish food.
Shepherd's pie, box tea.
That's it.
And then soda bread.
They're like, we're going like, to take the boogers of a pig and we're going to put it inside of a crumpet.
Not even. It's not even that.
It's not even
like,
that.
You know,
it's just nothing. It's just like, food that gives you the energy to hate your wife.
Mashed potatoes and fucking roast beef, and that's it.
Yeah, it's very simple. It's just whatever you can drink a bottle of gin on.
I remember my mom sitting me down on my grandma's bed, and there was a blue comforter on the bed, and her just telling me that my dad was dead and that he was stabbed by a bad man. He was being, and she told me the story like it was all bullshit, by the way. He wasn't robbed. He was outside of a strip club at 5 o'clock in the morning, like fighting with dudes.
So this was your Santa Claus, is the idea that your father was murdered for a good reason.
Right.
He was a hero.
That was the belief system.
Yes. It's like somebody else put on his jacket, the guy that killed him, and had to go and sell heroin at a strip club.
If they're lying to you, they might as well be like, listen, we've got bad news. Your father was getting like some presents ready for you, and he heard a noise on the roof, and he went out, and he accidentally killed Santa Claus.
So now he has to go be
Santa.
Your
dad has to be Santa Claus.
So
he's gone. He's gone.
Yeah.
But he's Santa.
He's bringing joy to all the kids
in
the world.
Santa Claus.
And then I just tell everyone in school that And they all were like, Louis, shut up. Your dad's not Santa. Yeah, Santa doesn't exist.
Dude, your dad was stabbed outside of a strip club. Louis, like, my father's Santa
it's in the
Claus.
Newspaper.
He became Santa Claus. Yeah. Just Louis and his matrix
some
out
kid,
there.
Some kid, so Louis, Louis and some kid are fighting, and the principal's like, what's going on here? And the kid's like, he said his dad's Santa, but we all know he was a dirty fucking Mexican who was killed outside of a strip club. Louis, like, I'm not even Mexican. Yeah. The
matrix,
that's the real Christmas
story. The matrix
story.
Guy is the only one that believes Louis.
Yeah.
He's like, my dad logged off. My dad's with Morpheus now in Zion. Oh,
and him and Louis just that's his only friend.
My
for
dad's
the rest
actually
of
the one.
Shit. No, I didn't tell my son that my dad was stabbed. I told my son that my dad was killed by a drunk driver. Mm-hmm. So like sort of like mentally he knows that there was a bad guy who did something wrong and that he was killed, but you know, but just the fucking to tell even a 6-year old or 7-year old that.
And what's the lie you're telling your son about what you do for work?
No, he knows what I do. He, dude, he wrote a book. It's so fucking cute.
He wrote a book?
He wrote a book.
Okay.
Yeah, it's published.
It's Ralph Sutton's favorite book.
Sins of My Father.
Yeah. Ralph Sutton's like, it's actually good. It's good. Ralph's like, it's fine.
Yeah, I finally learned how to read.
Ralph's like, it's a short book. I like it. It's 6 pages. It's got pictures. This is good.
Yeah, I mean, does audiobook count?
I mean, it's great. Wrote books like this. I would read more books.
Pull up my Instagram because I put a picture up of, it's like one of, I guess this is like, they first did like a chart for the book. This is one of the things that he did. But he like drew his family and pictures and wrote a whole story about what we do for a living. And
I would love to read this book. Well, I'm sure it's not at all what you do.
He had
I'm
a
sure
hard
it's
time.
Not even close to what it is.
He had a hard time spelling supremacist, but he tried. Right there.
Oh, yeah, I saw this post.
My dad likes to eat Chinese food.
The
My
problem
mom likes to hang out with me.
Louis doesn't know the difference between a drawing and a book.
Right. I like to wrestle, spelled R-E-S-L-E.
Well,
my dog loves to play. We love to go on trips. Okay, this has nothing to do with your career.
It has nothing to do with your career. Also, I love that the picture is James, his mom, and the dog, and then Louis somewhere in the background.
Yeah. No, it's not. He's fucking, I'm right in the middle.
No, you're all the way in the back, isn't it? Me,
yeah, Louis
James.
Is in the back.
Louis is in the back.
And then there's Sport Dog.
Sport Dog.
Is Sport the name of the dog?
Yeah. Yeah. So cute. But no, he wrote a whole book, and that was, you know, one of the themes in the book.
The themes. The motif.
That was a chapter.
Yeah.
I want to read the description of what he says. Podcast.
Says I'm a comedian. He knows what I do.
Say, my father was quick to embrace alternative media.
Yeah.
He understands that people that used to listen to Opie and Anthony need other outlets to express their creative racism. While I don't always agree with the things my father says, I support his right to have Milo Yiannopoulos on the show.
What is the truth if we can't have a conversation?
You really should go to career day at your kid's school.
I did. I did go.
Did you?
Yeah, I killed, dude. I fucking murdered.
Mm-hmm.
Kids loved me, dude. I was very funny with them. You know, I didn't get into the fucking nuance
a
podcaster.
And, this is like, I didn't describe what a career was or what mine
was. Are hijabs held on with cum?
Yeah.
Smash cut to the nuance.
I just want to let you kids know, whatever you say.
We should be allowed to touch black people's hair if we have gloves on. I paid a lot of money for those gloves. That's the nicest thing those blacks will ever touch.
Yeah.
They should be grateful that I'm touching their hair with my $300 gloves. Look, dude, we didn't have gloves growing up.
We just had combs. Yeah. That's all we had was combs.
Listen to the
Every
nuance.
Gift I got was a comb.
Let me get one more coffee, Brian, please. It's fucking hilarious.
I love that there's no selection process for career day at all. They're like, just come on in.
Mm-hmm. Well, his mom had to fucking come in and say she was a bartender.
Right.
Like, he's like the garbage family.
Yeah. I get people drunk.
We just sell cocaine in this room. Just,
I get people drunk.
Friends.
Yeah. Yeah, just like an Italian kid whose dad's like, it's none of your business. Like, do you want to share what you do? Nah. They're like, why did you even agree to come in?
What do you do?
I don't know. What's the fucking matter to you? Whoa, what is this? The fucking Spanish Inquisition over here? You fucking Puerto Rican bitch. They're like, okay, Mr. Giambattista, you didn't have to come in. It was elective. Yeah, I got something you can elect right here. It's my fucking dick if you didn't understand my drift.
Career Day. I love that they still do Career Day.
Yeah. Well, it was like Meet the Family Day.
They asked questions. Meet the Parents Day.
Meet
That's
the
why
parents.
That guy was there.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I could meet you. I could meet you.
I can.
Here I come. I'm going to meet you.
I like doing all that stuff for the kid, dude. I fucking, we put a
no,
Christmas
it's,
tree.
You got to do
Did
it,
you see
man.
The Irishman?
Yeah.
I loved it.
I hated it.
What?
It's so long. It's over. We saw it already. It's, you know.
What do you mean?
It was Goodfellas. I mean, we've seen
no,
it.
No, it wasn't
shorter,
good.
It's
it
been
wasn't
better.
Good. I mean, we can argue about it later. But
I just hate everybody I know
didn't
that.
Say it yet.
Listen, well, here's what I hate about it. Here's what I hate more than the movie. So all the guys on Facebook are like, finally, a real movie. Finally, like it's like the same type of Long Island guy. It's
oh,
like,
really?
Every movie's about babies now, but finally we got one that's real, like the Irishman.
So I didn't see any of that.
Give me the pitch. Give me elevator pitch on why I should see the Irishman, and then Tim, you could rebut with why I should.
Here's
not see
the
it.
Rebuttal. It's 3.5 hours.
3.5 hours.
It's long. Over.
I spent 3 hours watching the Alanis Morissette musical.
It's
yesterday.
Long enough as a movie that when you finish it, you feel the same satisfaction you would if you finished reading, say, a 6-page book by a child.
No way.
Right.
You feel like you accomplished something.
Sign me up right now. Yeah.
Ralph Sutton's like, I read it in an hour.
Yeah.
What's the joke? I read it in 45 minutes. What's funny about that?
I read through it way faster than that.
Yeah, he's like, I read it to a Ukrainian whore at Veselka, 2 a.m. She loved it. We both loved it. Thank you, Ralph. Thanks for the network. I love Ralph.
2 years ago today, we opened up the studio.
Congratulations.
2 years ago, yeah. What a wild ride, right?
It's a wild ride.
There you go. Joe Rogan sat right in that seat. Right
That's
there.
Crazy.
Nick, if you want to smell that
Thanks
seat,
for
you're
having
allowed.
Me.
We get a special Joe Rogan wheelchair.
Yeah. You have to all sign NDAs before he walks in. Like,
I'll tell you what,
powerless.
Bro. It's a chair made by Tesla. And it runs off hemp oil.
Yeah. Dude, I can't wait to be back in LA next week as well for New Year's Eve,
That's
which is going to be fun.
That's going to be great.
Are you guys doing any sort of resolutions? Because I know it's a mental reset, but do you actually make a resolution every year?
No, it's kind of just like New Year, you know. Like, no resolutions. It's like, you know, maybe some kind of like fleeting sense of optimism that disappears by... you know, February or whatever. But
yeah.
And actually, it's like, like normally in my life and over the last like decade or whatever, winter was usually when I got more work done. And then I like slow down in the summer.
Why? Because you stay in and just get, you know, kind of buckle down and get work?
I don't know. Something about it. It's like when it's cold, it's like easier for me to think, or I don't know what it is, but like,
yeah, it's
I'm
more
not,
like, yeah.
I'm not, I was never like a, like kind of like bundle up and get cozy and fucking sleep in, you know, like when I was living in Chinatown, when I feel like, you know, like first started having things like work out, it was winter and it was fucking cold and I would get up at 5 a.m. There was no heat in that place. And then I would just like write for hours and I would get like, I would just get things done. And it's always been that like I make some kind of change in winter or I start working harder or I start new projects. And then this year that just hasn't happened at all. And I don't think it happened last year either.
Yeah. It's just, well, you're doing good now. See, the urgency to figure out. The other thing is like, I'm assuming you're making progress in a lot of these things you're doing, right?
No, so, not really.
Not I mean, really?
It's kind of just reached like a plateau. Yeah,
a
plateau.
No, I don't believe that. I don't believe it. I think I can literally look at your Patreon numbers.
Yeah.
Look them up.
Well, I mean, it's not about the money. I mean, it's just like you want to think you're like sort of growing or changing.
Well, it's fans and you know, well, those are metrics. The money and the fans and the followers, right?
Yeah, fuck
the
metrics. Downloads. You want to think you're like doing something different. It's like I feel like I...
Yeah, but the cool part is those metrics keep you sort of like, all right, at least I'm on the path toward making this a career. And then you could just be passionate within that those sort of parameters. And create what you want to create. I mean, you do it better than most.
Yeah.
You're living your life, you know, you're doing what you want to do for the most part. You get up, you open your eyes, and you do what you want to do.
Fine, sure.
You got to have a child that would write a book.
Yeah.
Literally.
Maybe that's the next thing, dude, is having a kid.
The next thing is having a baby.
Now, you know, people say that, and it's like, what happens? You do that, and you're like, well, that wasn't it.
Yeah, that's a problem. That's a big problem.
Like, oh, shit, I got that same feeling I had last February.
Yeah, right.
That's
but
a
now
big
I,
issue.
Yeah, now I have to, like, feed something and be, like, you know, and then where that ends is fucking 20 years from now, I'm watching, like, the footage of a car driving through that protest in Charlottesville, and the kid has my last name. I'm like, well, it's because I didn't hug him.
there's a lot of steps between having a child and having him be a murderer at Charlottesville.
No,
well, hero.
I think that the how distant, I mean, I'm already pretty aloof. Even if I did love the kid,
right.
I would still probably be a pretty shitty dad just because I have like a reserved affect and I don't know how to show affection.
Yeah.
So yeah, if it was like, if it in any way was like, oh, this is like a burden, you know, or like this was a fucking mistake.
Yeah.
You know.
I'd like to think that most people, for the most part...
Yeah, probably most people just change, you know?
Yeah,
probably
that's what
just
happens.
Fucking change.
I didn't give a fuck about kids at all. Like, if you would have said... I mean, people, when I was going to have a kid, people were like, dude, do not have a kid. You're going to fucking kill this thing. You
even
know?
Now, people say that to
people are like, dude, get rid of that kid right now.
Like
abort. Mm-hmm. Abort.
You're 77. You're going to kill that thing.
Yeah. Just give me just fucking piano chord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Teachers.
No, but something changes in you where you really give a fuck. For the most part, I think you have to have something legitimately wrong with you to not give a fuck about your kid. When you see dads that aren't involved.
Yeah, you'll probably, when you see the kid, you'll probably be like, oh, this is good and everything.
Yeah, I'll probably have that reaction. Like, yeah, I can. You know what? I realized I've changed.
I imagine you'll be like, this is what I want and need, this fucking kid.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think that's what it could be.
But there's a difference, though, is you probably always like talking about your accomplishments.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say yes. Yeah, but I didn't really have many accomplishments. So it's like.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with talking about your
accomplishments. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean, to a certain degree.
Yeah, like, I can't be proud of a kid because I can't be proud of myself.
Well, I think most comics have that bug in us that...
Like, that he's whatever.
And it's not like...
He doesn't like compliments.
It's not a humility
thing. Oh, yeah, he doesn't. Yeah, when you try to compliment him, even if something as simple as, like, you're successful, he's like, nah, well, not really. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about?
Well, it's, you know, it's like, it's not like even a humility thing. It's just like... Some people have some kind of, like, personality.
I'm with you. No. I said it earlier today. If somebody tries to buy me a drink... Every time they try to buy me a drink, I shut them down. I go, nah, that's all right, dude. I have a weird taking something for nothing.
What's also great about that is that no one tries to buy you a drink.
That's also
you
true.
Have that all. You have
but
that
no, like a Christmas
that's
gift.
Really not
when
a
people
huge
say,
problem.
What do you want for Christmas? I say, and I legitimately mean it, I want nothing.
You go, I take care of you. I take you to Jamaica. You don't buy me thing. My son writes the book. Read the book, Ralph. Ralph will read the book.
Ah, shit.
I own a radio station.
Yeah.
My father owns a racist radio station called Gas Digital.
Just Ralph with reading glasses on.
Yeah.
On the plane.
Ralph's crying. He's like, this is the most beautiful thing I've ever read.
Oh, Lewis did it.
Ralph has no idea what he does, and Ralph sends that to his accountant, and he's like, this kid has summed up what we do better than we can.
Yeah.
I have no idea. This kid's a fucking poet.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. I'm trying to build something to leave it to James, but by the time James is old enough,
I love that, like,
it's gonna be
by
just...
the time he's old enough, he won't like Legos anymore.
Yeah. I love it. He's like sitting there. It's like a bunch of Skull and Bones kids are like, yeah, my dad left me Chase. And he's like, my dad left me the remnants of the pest, the pest army from the Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, they're threatening
my dad left me a
lot.
Racist podcast
they're,
network.
They're showing up at my doorstep. It's okay.
Yeah, we're going to raise you now, James.
I left him a burden.
Yeah. Yeah, my father left. Yeah.
Just mountains
we're gonna,
of debt.
We're going to raise you now, faggot.
Yeah. Antifa's attacking him all the time. He's like, yeah, my dad left me a race war that I'm like a general in for some reason. I'm getting hit in the head with a bike lock.
Poor James.
I would love it if Seth Simon started writing articles enemy. About your son now.
Yeah.
Why, this book is written by a racist.
This is a supremacist.
Baby James is a white supremacist.
Baby James does sound like the
a
name.
A poem.
Yeah.
Dude.
Baby James. Yeah. Where does Seth Simon? Is he a New York-based guy?
I think he's LA, right? Or no, is he New York?
No idea. New York.
I'm surprised nobody's just run into him.
I don't think he. I think he lives in.
If
Twitter.
I ran into him, I swear to God, I would physically bully him. I wouldn't hit him, but I would do the thing where I like fucking did that a bunch to him, and I'd like.
Oh. Here's what I would do to him.
Call
I would
names.
Make out with him because here's the thing: he couldn't stop me.
You'd rape him.
He couldn't. He's gross. But
are you saying
I
that you would rape Seth Simons?
Because he couldn't stop it because he's woke. So he'd have to just do it.
Yeah.
Like, he wouldn't want to be seen being like, ugh, on the street. He'd have to be like, he'd have to go along with it.
It's great, too, knowing that he listens to this because he listens.
Oh, he's listening to that.
He listens to every single podcast.
Everything. It's a fulfilling life.
At 23 minutes, Michael Che sneezed, and it sounded like he said chink.
Right. On an episode of Tim Dillon's podcast, chink. He listens to this.
Recently.
Like, oh, come on.
Yeah, Seth, he's listening. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And thank you as another listener.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
Happy,
Seth.
Happy New Year, Seth.
Happy New Year.
He wrote a new article, right? What was the new article?
It's like what white club comedy is. If Hitler was alive today, he'd be performing in clubs. I don't know.
Yeah.
If Hitler was alive today, he'd be at the Stand.
To be honest with you,
He would.
Yeah.
Sure. Patrick would absolutely fucking book Hitler.
Hitler would
game.
Be producing well, a show on Thursday
make,
nights
Patrick
in the upstairs
room. Would make Hitler prove himself in the right. small room first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then he would get downstairs.
Yeah, Hitler's running his own show on... Yeah, you want to come by? Hitler.
Did you guys see?
Hitler. The sales are good.
Yeah, we got Hitler coming
the
by.
The sales are very good. Yeah. The sales are very good.
Yeah, Hitler was good. Judging Comedy Fight Club this weekend.
Is she really?
Hitler.
Oh,
yeah.
Hitler.
Yeah, the main card is Hitler versus Ari Shafir.
It's Hitler and Eli Sayers.
Yeah, right.
Could be good.
We got Hitler and
We're
Ari Shafir.
We're very excited. The seller don't have Hitler. They don't have Hitler. They're stupid.
Yeah.
We got Hitler.
We got Andrew Dice Clay, and Mark Hitler. Halperin, Adolf Hitler, Harvey Weinstein.
Everybody's coming down.
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey and Hitler.
Bill O'Reilly's going to be there.
Bill O'Reilly's coming there.
We got Bill O'Reilly.
He's doing his one-man show.
The East Coast Rapist, the BTK Killer.
BTK Killer.
Yeah, we got Gacy.
Gacy's the BTK killer at the
You're like, yeah, Patrick, you know that guy bound, tortured, and killed people, right? Like, yeah, but you know, he's Listen. Real good friends with Gavin.
Comedy's not about censorship. Yeah. Not about censorship. Can't censor people.
You can't censor people.
He's a murderer. Can't censor people.
Yeah, you're about, you know, everybody's you entitled to their opinion.
This is going to be highlighted in a New York Times article about like they know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah,
they know exactly what it is.
Well, that's the beautiful part about being a comedian because we could just pretend we're kidding.
Yeah,
like anytime they're like, "Hey, we talk jokes, you idiot."
Yeah,
you don't know the difference between jokes and reality.
Yeah, that gun was a joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, New Year's Eve we're going to be in.
Who's on that show?
In Los Angeles, Tripoli, Metzger. Myself, Kim Congdon, Big J.
Oof, okay, so Big J.
Big J.
You know. And Kurt, I love Kurt.
Yeah, Kurt's a beast.
Kurt's my favorite.
We're touring right now, me and Metzger, actually. Go check us out on the road. Luis J. Gomez presents luisjgomez.com. We're going to be...
I love that he's out there, man.
Yeah.
His new hour is ridiculous.
He's amazing. No, I love... He's one of my favorite people.
I miss watching him.
There.
He was like one of the only comics I actually enjoyed watching.
He's great.
He's brilliant.
I go up with him a lot. Like, we're in the same thing, so we get to hang out a lot. He's fucking the best.
Yeah, dude.
But he's always been, like, fucking amazing.
I met Metzger 2001, before I started doing comedy.
And it's just been a smooth sailing since then.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, it has been for the most part. He's just a fucking... Look, we live our lives... I do 12 hours of podcasting a week, so...
Right.
And I'm also an asshole, and I'm a little bit crazy, so...
Right.
Yeah, there's going to probably be a few incidents that are caught on camera with me. You know, but it is what it is.
That's a good show. You and him is a good show.
It's a really great show. Yeah. I'm really excited about working with him. We're going to be out in San Diego, California. We're going to be in Philly. Albany, Schenectady, Connecticut, fucking Indiana... Arlington, Virginia, Draft House. A lot more. Go to Luis J. Gomez Presents, luisjgomez.com. Grab tickets for all those. If you love the show, every episode we've ever done is available at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. Get access to this show, every other show I do, premium service, pre-release, ad-free, uncensored, all that good stuff. Gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use that promo code RAP. Anything to plug, Timmy D?
Tim Dillon Show, Tim J. Dillon, D-I-L-L-O-N on Instagram and Twitter. I have 100,000 followers now. I'm a micro-influencer. Thank you.
I love it.
It's a micro-influencer.
Mickey.
Come.town, I should have, I'm handing off every, today, it should be that the print shop is handling order fulfillment. So, finally, I should have shirts back for sale by the end of the day, hopefully.
It's a whole fucking world.
Dude.
It's such a frustrating world to be in. It is... So much.
It's such a shitty business.
Oh,
I called him about it. He went on. He was like, he knows everything about it. And he talked about it for like 25 minutes. He would tell me about like distribution centers in Maryland.
And then you
like,
get,
what's going
right.
On?
You get fucking like people who are like, just put the shirts for sale.
Yeah, dog.
You know what? I didn't think of that.
Right.
There's so many.
I didn't think to
so
just.
So many moving pieces.
Yeah.
There's so many different things that it's a much bigger, crazier, more involved business than I had ever thought. I love it. I mean, we're loving what we're doing.
Just the process of taking money from people requires
it's
like being signed off on by fucking like four different companies.
Right.
Yeah.
All
and
of
if one
who,
thing goes wrong in the chain. Everything's fucked.
Everything's
and it's nobody's putting your money in our pockets, going like, ha ha. No, it's literally something got fucked, and then we have to go clean up the mess and pick up the pieces. And, you know, holiday season kicked our ass, but
right.
I think for the most part, you know, everyone seems pretty happy. The new merch is great. The you know, we're doing stuff with Chip, we're doing stuff with Ori, we're doing stuff with Tuesdays with Stories, and many other brands off the network as well. So go to podcastmerch.com.
If it wasn't just like a supplementary thing, like to do for fun on the side, like the shit that's happened with the shirt printing would have like destroyed me financially if I was like dependent on that.
Oh yeah.
Cause you're like, you know, operating on fucking leverage for like sometimes up to like $20,000-$30,000 with like products or whatever. And then like I had a thing where the company that handles payment processing was just like, oh, we're just gonna hang on to this $20,000. We're just not gonna give you the money.
Yeah, and by the way, 70% of that goes towards the production of the shirts. So that you're sitting there going like, okay, well,
I already paid for the production of the shirts. I'm out of pocket those costs. The shirts are sold and sent to people.
Do you guys ever like consider doing what I did, which is just I'm the inspiration for a line at Gucci. So I just worked with a designer and just saw me as an inspiration.
I got it. Makes sense.
I'm not involved in the back end.
You should work with Lizzo.
There's
something about you guys. Something about you reminds me of Lizzo.
Listen, it's because we're both talented and famous.
Yeah.
The line at Gucci is called Lizzo Dylan.
All right, look, you guys are
Lizzo is teaming up with Chick-fil-A to create a new sandwich to beat Popeyes.
Lizzo. All right, look, you guys are the shit. Thank you for listening and watching this episode of Bastard Radio. We'll be back on Wednesday with another great show for y'all. That's that. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Enjoy your new year. Peace.
Good night.
That's all, folks.